Order. Order.
That's Lockwood Smith, and he faced a rare choice when Parliament resumed after a week's adjournment.
Honourable members, I have received letters from Keith Lock and the Leader of the Opposition seeking to debate under Standing Order 380, the deployment of Special Air Service personnel to Afghanistan. I've also received a letter from Charles Chevelle seeking to debate the announcement of an emissions trading scheme target range of 10% to 20% below 1990 levels.
The Speaker said both requests met the criteria for snap debates, that they be about a recent event and involve ministerial responsibility.
I would have been inclined to accept either one of them. However, there can be only one such debate on the same day.
When there's more than one request and both qualify, it's up to the Speaker to decide.
I have concluded, given the immediate significance of the decision to recommit SAS personnel, that it should be given priority. There will be other occasions upon which the emissions trading scheme targets can be debated.
So the Speaker then called on Keith Lock to start the debate.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House do take notice of a matter of urgent importance, and that is the commitment by the Government of Special Forces to Afghanistan. The Green Party is strongly opposed to the Government's decision to send our SAS back to Afghanistan. We don't want our soldiers fighting and dying in an unjustifiable war that is not helping the Afghan people.
Keith Lock was followed by the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Murray McCulley.
There are few more difficult decisions for any government than a decision to deploy men and women from our armed forces into a theatre of conflict. No government in the world makes such a decision lightly, and I want to assure members of the House today that this government did not make that decision lightly.
After outlining the task ahead of the SAS in Afghanistan, Mr. McCulley concluded his speech by wishing them well.
Sir, I trust that New Zealanders will join us in wishing all of those who serve our country in Afghanistan well for a safe return.
But the Maori Party's Honi Hawawira said they shouldn't be going in the first place.
Kia ora, Mr. Speaker, there's an old saying that if the people who make the decision to go to war with the same people who had to actually go to war, there would be a hell of a lot fewer wars, but it seems that's still not the case. Politicians make the decisions, but clearly it's other people, it's soldiers, who die for those decisions. Afghanistan is not our war, and the SAS should not be going.
The Maori Party's Honi Hawawira, and also opposed to sending the SAS to Afghanistan, was Labour leader Phil Goff, who said the approach of helping the country rebuild was working well.
I cannot understand why we would swap commitment to something that is working well at a lower risk to New Zealand lives for something that is absolutely unproven as to its effectiveness with a much higher risk to New Zealand lives. Mr. Speaker, I understand that the Americans and others have asked for it, but this is a decision that we make on our values and according to our analysis and our judgment, Mr. Speaker. For the reasons that I have set out, from 2005, the Labor government decided not to recommit the SAS to Afghanistan, and we do not support that action now.
Labor leader Phil Goff speaking in a snap debate on sending SAS troops to Afghanistan. That was followed by resumption of the annual estimates debate, while back in question time, Health Minister Tony Ryle was pitched this patsy from one of his own national backbenchers.
Jackie Dean.
Thank you to the Minister. Has the government heard any examples of government agencies shifting resources to the front line?
Honourable Tony
Mr.
Ryle.
Mr. Speaker, well, actually, yes.
After counting out the hundreds of jobs created in the front lines of various government departments, Mr. Ryle faced this question from Labor's Grant Robertson.
Can the Minister guarantee to nurses throughout New Zealand that the reorganisation of the health system being proposed by his ministerial review group will not lead to them spending more time on administrative work and less time with patients?
The Honourable Tony Ryan.
Mr. Speaker, I think there is a very serious issue that our nurses aren't spending enough times with patients.
Health Minister Tony Ryle. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.